area. I'll do one of these here.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be
a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Keep America Beautiful. Make America Beautiful again. That's what we do around here. On WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, you're listening to us perhaps on the terrestrial signal 91.5. If you are local to the campus, we have a reasonable terrestrial signal. Generally, you get Cambridge, Medford, Somerville, Watertown, you know, North Cambridge, all that stuff. And if you are listening to us on the internet today, the 13th of September, on WMFO.org, hello to you. If you happen to be in, let's say, Chester, England, Jupiter, Florida, Tulsa, Oklahoma, let's see, where else we got people that I know for sure, Fort Worth, we've got people in San Marcos, people here and there, perhaps people in Seattle, people perhaps in Portland, Oregon, people in Taiwan, people in Kiel, Germany, people in Cape Town, all of you folks out there, hello, this is Zeke. Today I've got in studio with me, let's just say hello to him. Let's see, hold on. We got that's interesting. Never had that. Oh, I think it's because these mics. Oh, okay. Let's just move the headphones away. There you go.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, now we're good. Okay, so we have the band from Boston, more or less from Boston, known as Troll 2, but really we only have Troll 1 because half of Troll 2 is not here. We have Zoe, we have Mark. Say hello, see if we get some levels for you.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going, Zeke?
Yeah, pretty
good.
Thanks
for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I always like hearing and seeing you guys around town, and I'm told that you recently did this big tour. Where were you?
Yeah, it was really exciting. It was our first national tour, so we went all over the continental U.S., the West Coast. Spent a whole week on the West Coast and came back through the South.
Who was doing the driving?
It was split. Chris does most of the driving. Yeah. Occasionally we have to pry him away from the wheel. But
What kind of vehicle? Let's get down to the nitty gritty. What kind of vehicle?
It's a minivan, soccer mom minivan.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there you go.
2006 or 10. Yeah.
Meaning a Mopar product, Chrysler type.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 With the automatic doors and like safety seats and everything.
So you had no problems going over the Rocky Mountains and up and down.
No, it's pretty sturdy.
Okay. All right. I'm talking more about the giddy up of that vehicle going up at 11,000 feet.
With all the gear in the back and the boot, yeah.
One thing we learned is that your brakes squeak once you get over about a mile up.
Yeah.
And if you don't know that, you're terrified, and you think, what's going to happen to my van?
Yeah, and then you start looking at all the memorials on the side of the road.
No!
I've done this many times, and you do. You always look at the crosses at the side of the road, and you think, man... And it was that band that I was like going to open for, and they're down. Now, this is not to make fun or light of it, but all right. So Troll 2 is going to play a couple of things for us. I'm going to open up because I'm still trying to clean up the studio here.
Yeah.
So let me welcome to my house here.
Yeah.
Cracked. Come on to the house.
can see is all that you lack. Come on up to the house. All your crying don't do no good. Come on up to the house. Come down off the cross. We can use the wood. You gotta come on up to the house.
Tom waits for you, inviting us all up to the house, which is where we aim for, right? Let's see. Why don't you wiggle this microphone? So, oh, that's good. I guess that's good. Yeah. All right. So we had people singing along in studio here, which is
we got it. Come on.
Of course. All right. So recently back from a tour of this great country. Making America great again in their own inimitable way.
I hope not.
Making America weird again?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
keeping America weird forever.
All right. Now, you're going to get sued by the city of Austin for that.
So. Well, we did play Austin, and that was a really great show at the Sidewinder. That was a very fun show.
And now you're going to play Boulder, if I'm correct.
We are. We are.
All right. Let's hit it.
And by the way, we did play the song while we were in Boulder.
Yeah,
too.
That
was a very meta moment.
Well, that's what you want. All right, here we go. Troll 2, actually half of Troll 2. So, okay, Mark, Zoe, and here we go with Boulder.
Tell it was my old friend, but it didn't feel like you. Telling stories about a madman
Yes. We're allowed to say that on the radio. Right, on my radio show.
Good to know where my boundaries are.
Yes. No, okay, well, heaven it's not... We're talking about heaven and hell and...
Always, Zeke.
You know, because it's real, you know? It's in your heart, it's in your head. Mm. Now, there's some bands out there that are aiming for, you know, like... Well, let's just say Florida-Georgia line kind of, you know, like... Okay, and then there's some bands out there that are doing it for the music and their social conscience directs them and... You know, we've got some local bands and ex-local bands. Obviously, Troll 2 is definitely one of them. And I'm really glad to see that your national profile is on the rise.
Thank you.
You've got some real serious musicianship here. I mean,
thank you.
No, I'm serious. I mean, you guys obviously know Devil Makes Three and those guys. Yeah. Oh, do you know them personally?
Not yet.
I've not in the Troll 2 context, but I've they played in Old Songs. Or maybe it was Falcon Ridge Festival back in 2009 that I was at. So I had the, maybe 10, and I had the pleasure of meeting them, but not in a Troll 2 context.
Yeah. So
in the future, maybe.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I used to hang out at this bar in Newton, and one of the guys who was in there was like one of the really good friends with him, and actually was like the fourth member, you know. And, you know, he knew him from Santa Cruz or wherever they're from. I think they're from Santa Cruz, I believe. You know, they're kind of like on the commercial track because you hear them, you know, like sometimes on non-college radio.
Yeah.
And maybe you guys are headed that way, but maybe you don't just don't give a rat's rear end about that kind of stuff. Go ahead. Talk. I mean, yeah. Sell yourself.
Yeah. You can find us on Facebook.
Seriously.
No, I mean, for real, though. It is. We are trying to get out there. We want everyone to hear the music. And I think that's kind of what a beautiful thing about the folk music that we play. It is largely universal. It's simple melodies. It's, you know, the same four chords over and over again. It's stuff that other people can learn quickly and play themselves.
Maybe not with the same exact facility on the double stops and the harmonies, you know.
Well, perhaps not, but maybe they'll do something even cooler than what we're doing.
Yeah, you never know.
You know, it's kind of, I love that old tradition of folk music where it's before you had recording, before you had radio, it's the only way to disseminate music, get it out there, was to make it so that people could learn it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, you've got people in that line of tradition, not exactly your genre, but Billy Bragg, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
We're big fans.
Yeah, well, you know, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, now, all right, I'm gonna do some minor hyping here. First of all, somebody on my list that...
Yeah, actually, our mutual friend, we have a mutual friend, you and me, which is Eleanor Electra.
Oh, yeah.
And she was on the radio show...
Last week. Yeah.
And she's also my new roommate. I actually just moved into a big musical house with her.
I have to talk about this house. This house is like so disgusting in terms of talent. There's Taylor, there's Eleanor. Before that was Molly Tuttle.
Yeah.
All these people
Miriam
who lived in the same
El-Hadji.
House. Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is like...
Chris Kovney.
Total national talent. I mean, international talent. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And Max Ridley on bass also moved into the house. And Netta Renan, she plays saxophone.
And Jake Mathias. Yeah.
Jake just moved to New York City. We're sad. We've lost Boston. Jake, we'll miss you. But so that's a really cool common mutual friend that me and Zeke have. And she actually has an upcoming album.
Yes.
That we really want to help support. And it's Eleanor Electra with a K. And it's the next Friday, so that's the 22nd, I believe, and it's at Spontaneous Celebrations.
Unfortunately, it conflicts with my show, which I was going to hype.
No, that's hype it.
Yeah, I do have a show. I'm playing at Sally O'Brien's at 9
Yay.
O'clock. So, but like, please go to, I mean, it's nice if you come to mine, but go see Eleanor, because she's like really good.
And well, I love Sally O'Brien's, and I love you, so...
Well, let's
maybe
see.
Double Dutch.
We've got, one of my list listeners wants me to hype a show called The Loop at September 15th at the Armory Cafe. And that's going to be featuring John Waterman and Ryan Kendall. And let's see here. We've got Joe Scahan. So, you know, go to that on the 15th. That would be this Friday. And what else can I hype around here? Oh, yeah. If you're like a guitar person and you need your guitar or any stringed instrument like tweaked, you probably have heard the name Yukon Stubblebine because he's like the man around here in terms of being like the luthier for the big touring people. And he just moved from Mass Ave. His place is called Mass Ave Music, I believe, but now it's actually in Union Square, but you know, whatever. So it's not on Mass Ave anymore. All right, so there's that. And now let's talk about Absinthe Rose, who is no longer with us, but you're, I mean, no longer local. You're wearing an Absinthe.
On this coast.
Yeah. She's still
on this land.
Yeah. I just talked to Kimbo recently. The reason I'm mentioning Absinthe Rose is, of course, Mark is wearing an Absinthe Rose t-shirt, and that's like too cool for school. I mean,
it's a very cool shirt.
Yeah. Although I do have a Gallows Bound shirt. And I was wearing it when I was walking through Union Square, like in front of Thunder Road 2 weeks ago. And who walked by but Gallows Bound? And so the guy, like, very coolly said, "Man, nice shirt, man." And I said, "Yeah, I saw you in the basement of the Whirly Bird."
Oh, wow.
And yeah, with Kimbo, actually.
We
she opened
the Whirly
for
Bird,
yeah. Yeah. And so, and it was a drummer who actually made this comment. And I remember, like, he opened. Okay, now there's this subgenre, which is kind of like punk bluegrass, mm-hmm. which is Absinthe Rose and Gallows Bound, and you guys kind of,
yeah.
you know. And he opened one of their songs with this, like, bicycle chain on his drums, and it had this, like, really death sound.
I've seen that.
That guy, I said, "Where's the chain?" Because, you know, he's walking down the street. He says, "No, man, I lost the chain, but I'm going to get it back." All right. Just for the heck of it, I'm going to play another song that you guys have requested by a band called Driftwood Soldier. Here mm-hmm. we go. Okay, this one's a very short song. It's called "Wake Up Sinners Live, 33 Golden Street."
As I was walking down the road, wake up sinners, double wagon, heavy load. Wake up sinners, well, I cracked the whip and the lead us from. Wake up sinners, wagon wheel broke the wagon tongue. Wake up sinners, better keep moving on. Wake up sinners, better keep moving on. Wake up sinners, better keep moving on. Before that great day comes, yeah, they tried to get me to walk it, so.
You know,
good
I'll just
summarize.
I'm going to touch on this because there's a lot. There's kind of like meta commentary about like waking up sinners and come on up to the house and the devil making three. And I'm going to just
quite biblical in here.
Yeah.
Well, when I play out, I play a Zeke Duckworthy, of course. And Zeke is, Ezekiel, and Ezekiel came before Jeremiah, and he mm-hmm. was the one who was like, you know, "You have sinned. The shit's going to hit the fan now. And you better get ready because the payback's coming." Without, you know, turning like into a Red State Bible thumper, I am going to say that music talks about real stuff. And you might not necessarily think that the devil's sitting on your shoulder, but guess what? You know, you can always pick to do the right thing and the wrong thing. And I don't care what name you give it, but, you know, if you don't have that consciousness of, you know, this is right, this is wrong, you can call it whatever you want, but the facts don't change. And the facts are there is always the right thing to do. Every situation, right?
I definitely agree, and I think that's what makes Troll 2 so special in my mind and in my heart, because there's always, from the very start of Troll 2, we've always had a very clear idea about music as a place, whether it's activism or politics or just engaging in the community and giving back and being part of something bigger than yourself. And that's always been a huge priority for all four of us in the band, definitely.
Yeah, whether you call it righteousness or justice, it's, you know, that's what we're for.
Yeah.
You know, Kimbo at Absinthe Rose, if you're out there in Portland listening to us, I hope you either are live or, well, it's kind of early out there for her. No, she gets up pretty
early. She gets it.
She does, yeah. You know, she's a huge animal rights activist.
She is. And, actually, oh, sorry.
No, no, I was just going to say, you know, so this, you can pick your cause.
Yeah, she's actually doing a really cool thing right now called Circle H. If people are in familiar with the punk scene, we have the Circle A for anarchism. We have a bunch of Circle S for
equality,
S for sobriety.
Right.
So she's doing a Circle H for heart and healing. Sorry, you're right. Absolutely. Sorry. For healing and specifically that ethos. She talks about it actually in our Troll 2 has a YouTube series that we started this past year called Noise Complaint, and she's the most recent Noise Complaint that we've done. So if you go on YouTube and it's Troll 2 Absinthe Rose Noise Complaint, she talks about that in greater detail than we can go on right now. But she's
but
a
by all means
person.
By yeah. all means follow up on this social media and do what lady says.
I think that's one of my favorite things about Absinthe Rose and Kimbo is that, you know, she is an activist. She's really putting all her energy out into the world and trying to make it a better place, but she's very focused on herself in the main time. And anytime you talk to her, she'll talk about, like, what am I doing to improve myself? And, you know, I think that's a place where a lot of folks, you know, in the activist community can get stuck sometimes. It's, we got to fix the world. But you know what? It's like Michael Jackson said, look in the mirror. It starts there, you know?
Everything is micro, exactly, you know, because that's where it comes from. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Radio Zeke. I'm Zeke Duckworthy. We have in studio Troll 2, which is Zoe, well, half of Troll 2, Zoe and Mark, and they're going to grace us with a song of theirs called Change right now.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Change.
is rain. In a theory, it is rain. In a theory, it is rain. It's change.
There you go. And that is the band Troll 2 doing their song Change. I'm going to just launch right into this Absinthe Rose thing. One of my favorite songs. I don't know whether the quality is going to be here, but it might be. She's got the song called Cradle to a Cage, which I think is just like one of the best songs.
Discrimination that follows you. This one is called Fuck Yeah, Fuck the Police. Cradle to a Cage.
Absinthe Rose live in at a venue called Grand Victory in Brooklyn a couple of years back, and the fact that we're getting you know, real DIY audio out of that is totally appropriate, because like you hear them, and I mean you hear guys in basements, you know, basement shows, and that's kind of the difference between one tier of music, you know, where you're sitting in the upholstered seats, and then the other tier of music, you know, sort of juxtaposed with that is you're down in the basement and everybody's like just getting hammered, you know, in whatever, by hammered, I don't necessarily mean intoxicated,
right? Right.
You know, hammered on sobriety sometimes, you know, yeah. But all right, so Mark is explaining here that he's suffering for art. He's not normally a guitar player. He's normally the mandolin player. And he's about to start bleeding, but we're going to try and get a couple more songs out of these guys.
Yeah, I meant to take the knives off my strings before I got here.
Yeah. All right, so this is a song called Inheritance.
Yeah, this is the title track off of our last CD we recorded, which we put out last year. We'll have a new one sometime soon. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to play this song today. You know, we're right now we've got the Gulf Coast is underwater. The Pacific Northwest is on fire. California's still in a drought. We got more hurricanes on the way. This is, you know, it can be a little bit of a scary time right now where they live in, looking around at the climate. And I wrote this song to kind of address that, to say that this is the world we have. This is what we're born into. This is what we got. Stop complaining and get to work. Child, he was a troubled child. From place one time, one day. Now he locked up a while. He just a throwaway. That's what the neighbors say. Now he be the problem of the warden and the state. He was a fierce creature. Fangs of venom featured. He moved as fast as lightning. Grabbed his prey. And now his jaws are tightening. And there's no escape. Finds it all enticing. Is there any place on earth for a creature that's so frightening? One day her father said, come listen here a while. Your mama died, here's everything that she left. Now go and take what you can find. Ravenous, some like to call her a pest. As she frothed through the garden, taking only herbs. But she wants to see how much she'll consume. And eat with it or what have bloomed. She'll only cease the day she'll meet her doom. But what if we erase the magic in her face and fill it up instead with all we sought? And all we gained in bond is your inheritance. May it keep you well, may you keep it close, and hold it up until your sons and daughters will stand for the world's advance. Keep your inheritance. This your inheritance, and may it keep you well, may you keep it close, and hold it up until your sons and daughters will stand for the world's advance. I say this is your inheritance. That's a lot of sound coming from two folks. That's very sweet. Inheritance. That's so much.
Song with a little message bite and a beat. Bite and a beat.
A little bite and beat. That's what we try to do.
Yeah.
Beaty bites.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet stuff. I'm going to put on a song here by a band that we were just discussing. Let's see here. This is Devil Makes Three.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Some high-fiving going on here in the audience because the audience is musicians here and they're performing. All right, so speaking of performing, Zoe, when are you performing?
Yeah, our next show is the 15th of October with Pratik Poddar.
I know. I just saw Pratik last night over at the Burn.
Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. He was just at the Burn.
I was just yelling at him because he was supposed to be sitting in that very chair a couple weeks ago and, hey, Pratik. Don't forget next time. All right.
He's a busy guy.
Yeah, he's a busy guy.
And then, Mark, we have a very special show the week after on the 20th. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, we're putting up our friends Hills and Rivers from they're coming up to Boston. Really good friends of ours. We've been waiting a long time to actually do a show with them.
Where are they out of?
They're out of Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to be coming up on October 20th. We're doing a house show in Jamaica Plain.
Nice. Secret. That's a secret show.
Super secret.
Can we say the venue or not?
Well, you can sort of allude to, you know, you're trying to lure the audience in by making them feel like it's really special.
Venue,
you know, it's
rhymes
like
rhymes with Punky Malice.
There you go.
Hey. All right. And Sunky Talus.
Yeah. Holy Chalice.
But that's October 20th. shoot us a message on Facebook, you know, Facebook.com/Troll2 or Twitter, whatever. Let's get at us. We'll let you know how to get there.
Now on Troll 2, okay, I found this out. You are actually on Twitter _Troll2, no spaces.
_Troll2. Yeah.
So that's like, you know, really meta, you know.
There's some guy, Claudio Fergasso, who stole our name and took all the handles already.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, let's talk about Troll 2 for a minute. Of course, it's the movie, but like, how come you guys are Troll 2?
That's a good question, Zeke. I wish I knew the answer to that.
That's the best answer I've heard.
It was all an accident.
Yeah,
okay. It was an accident. We got billed. Basically, it started as like a funny joke, like, haha, isn't this funny? And then we got billed at the Middle East with... Ramshackle Glory.
It was Pat the Bunny.
Great band.
Yeah. And it, like, this is like, you know, he's a national, international artist, and we got billed with him under that name, and we're like, oh, well, I guess we're Troll 2 now. Like, that's a thing now.
Slightly different genre of music, but there's a UK Mercury Prize winner band called Gomez, which is an excellent band, just, you know, really great band. Seen them a bunch of times. And the name Gomez came because they were unnamed and they were playing a show in Stockport, England, which is where they're from. And somebody had left a hand-lettered sign outside to guiding one of their friends to where the show was. And it said, Gomez, show in here. So they didn't have a name. So like Gomez was like one of the people who was supposedly being invited to see the show. And then it was like, okay, well, we'll just be Gomez because here we are.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Enough of this.
this falderall.
You guys are now going to play a song called Hard as a Man.
Yes, we are.
All right. Hit it.
Work, work it, girl, work, work it, girl, work, work it, girl, hear what I said, work, work it, girl, work, work it, girl, work, work it, girl, till you are dead.
People, they know how to take you down. They'll string you up while they're stringing you round. They'll lie to your face just to get ahead, and they will steal all your oats just to make their own bread. Well, I've got you exactly where he wants. He will crush you down if you don't play along. You give up everything you are for your career, but he burns in a week and what you make in a year. I don't want much in life except some respect I've been given so long and I ain't gotten back yet. They say that a working man's got dignity, but I know there ain't no flip side to femininity, cause I cross my T's, I dump my eyes, I always come clean when I tell a lie. So a good woman's headed for an early grave. I work as hard as a man, you better pay me the same. I said you better pay me. Said I'd never make it, even if I tried. They told me schooling would advance me from the inside, but I can't get no job with or without my degree, cause the system went and made a million of me. I've been working 5 years, getting calloused hands, cleaning up for this other shit with my names. But I know I can't make it if I come on up clean, and I won't break it, I won't slip it neither. Some respect I've been given so long, and I ain't gotten back yet. They say that a working man's got dignity, but I know there ain't no flip side for femininity, cause I cross my T's, I dump my eyes, I always come clean when I tell a lie. So again, when it's headed for an early grave, I work as hard as a man, you better pay me the same.
Work it, girl, work, work it, girl, work, work it, girl, hear what I said, work, work it, girl, work, work it, girl, work, work it, girl, till you are dead.
I said work. Work, you girl. Work, work, you girl. Work, work, you girl. Hear what I said, work, work, you girl. Work, work, you girl. Work, 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 work till you're dead. Well, I wanna say that I am able to put food in my refrigerator so I go over time just to pay the debt of a life that I ain't even got yet. I don't want much in life except some respect I've been giving so long and I ain't gotten back yet. They say that a working man's got dignity, but I know there ain't no flip side of equality, cause I've been passed up.
Yes, indeedy, deedy. All right. I'm going to just follow that up with this one here, which isn't exactly the same, but it's kind of the same.
by all of your old friends one side.
With their song Everything's All Right, live in studio, following right up on top of Rhiannon Giddens, of course, from her record Factory Girl. That song's called Moonshiner's Daughter. We got a little theme here going, and that theme is Americana-infused instrumentation and messages of, let's cut the crap.
You got it.
Yeah. Actually, you know, that wouldn't be a bad title for an EP. Let's cut the crap.
Let's cut the crap. Yeah. Yes. Well, we're recording soon, so yeah. Maybe we'll have to.
Awesome.
Ooh, ideas from Zeke Duxworthy.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Now, so let's. I don't really have much more to play. I don't think I can top this. This is an excellent set. I want to thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
What happens next with you folks?
Well, we are continuing our YouTube series called Noise Complaint. You can always go online and find that. You can find us this coming month on October 15th or October 20th with Hills and Rivers and Pratik.
And yeah. if you're a Days and Days fan, mm-hmm. pay special note to when that Noise Complaint comes out. It's going to feature someone you might know.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, for all the Days and Days fans. Good job. I forgot about it. Thank you so much, Mark.
All right. So,
we're a team.
Yeah, okay. All right, so now let's talk about the rest of Troll 2 who isn't here.
Yeah.
Okay, talk about the rest of Troll 2 who isn't here and why aren't they here.
Yeah, so Brian is not here because I think he's currently pouring coffee on the South Shore right now. Chris is not here because he's currently painting houses also on the South Shore right now.
So this is a glorious, glamorous life of being a musician that, you know, I mean, you go down to Nashville and there's all these, you know, A-list session players and they're roofing, you know, because nobody can, A-list session, I mean, these are people with Grammys, you know, and they're roofing or they're, you know, like doing this and that.
Painting houses. Yeah, we've got to make a living.
Yeah, so all you folks out there, go and, you know, pay money to Spotify or Bandcamp or anything. Come on, hype yourself. You got to get
paint houses anymore.
Yeah, we're sick.
You're not very good at it.
We're sick of painting houses. We are found on troll2music.com. We're found on Bandcamp. We're found on Spotify. We're found on iTunes.
Troll2music.com.
Yeah.
All right, folks. This has been real. And let's just launch out of here. This has been Radio Zeke with Troll 2. I'm Zeke Duckworthy. You can come see me on the 22nd at Sally O'Brien's if you're around here. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts University Freeform Radio. And let's just say goodbye.